This week from GNC Week in Review, powered by GeekNewsCentral.com. Americans wait 3 years before buying a new phone. Huawei will lose billions. M&M sues Spotify. Microsoft contractors are listening in on Xbox users. Plus, Android Q is now Android 10. Those are some of the tech news stories from this week. And it's Saturday, August 24th, 2019. My name is Kirk Corliss, and this is episode 35 of the GNC Week in Review podcast, part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's episode. And if you are a new listener, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast, where you can find on the right-hand side column at gncweekly.com, be it Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, your favorite podcast app for Android. We're on TuneIn, Spotify, or Stitcher. You have a comment, suggestion, want to say hi, be it on social media or email, and that all can be found at gncweekly.com/connect. We're going to jump in with the tech news from this week and from geeknewscentral.com. And first up, a new study released by Strategy Analytics reflects the current state of the smartphone industry. A new study released by Strategy Analytics reflects the... Okay. It's honking all at once. Okay, let's start over. A new study released by Strategy Analytics reflects the current state of the smartphone industry. Consumers in the U.S., baby boomers in particular, are increasingly delaying their smartphone purchase for 3 or more years. In addition, the average iPhone now remains active for 18 months, while the average Samsung phone remains active for 16.5. Strategy Analytics conducted an online survey with 2,500 smartphone owners age 18 to 64 years old in the U.S. Company Senior Vice President David Kerr explained that there are several reasons behind consumers' decision not upgrading so quickly as they did in the past. To start with, buyers perceive new phone offerings are more as marginal upgrades, not worth getting a new device for. He believes that prices for 5G phones will be a key barrier in their adoption, even though a lot of people understand how important the feature is. Customers who spend over $1,000 on phones and who will likely purchase a 5G device when it comes available only make up 7% of the people the firm surveyed. Huawei said the impact of its blacklisting by the U.S. Commerce Department would be less than previously estimated. Right? This is from Reuters, who reported on Friday. Eric Xu, who's deputy chairman of Huawei, told reporters that the company expects a sales reduction of $10 billion for its phone division. In June, CEO Ren Zhengfei predicted that it lose $30 billion. Xu said in a news conference at its Shenzhen headquarters, quote, "It seems it is going to be a little less than that, but you have to wait to our results in March." On Monday, the department said it's extending a temporary general license that allows U.S. companies to work with Huawei for another 90 days. But Xu said the reprieve was, quote, meaningless because its employees are, quote, fully prepared to work with the ban, within the ban. M&M's publisher 8 Mile Style filed a suit in federal court Wednesday alleging that Spotify has streamed the artist's songs without properly licensing them. There's a complaint that was obtained by the Hollywood Reporter, which states, quote, "Spotify has not accounted to 8 Mile or paid 8 Mile for these streams, but instead remitted random payments of some sort, which only purport to account for a fraction of these streams. The Music Modernization Act, which is meant to simplify the licensing process of tech companies, allowed them to license songs of unknown owners by placing them in a category called copyright control. The lawsuit alleges that Spotify placed Eminem songs, including the Grammy-winning quote, the Grammy-winning Lose Yourself in his category, despite having full knowledge of the song's ownership. Even if they somehow weren't familiar with Eminem's songs, they could have simply Googled the titles. The MMA requires a good faith effort of determining a song's owner before placing them into the copyright control category. The claim argues that Spotify, quote, did not engage in the required commercially reasonable efforts to match sound recordings with the 8 Mile compositions as required by the MMA. The lawsuit also goes on to challenge the constitutionality of the MMA, as the act essentially prohibits copyright holders from suing streaming companies for infringements that take place before its enhancement. This stipulation puts the MMA in violation of the taking clause of the Fifth Amendment. This is from the lawsuit. 8 Mile Style is suing for what could be billions in damages, or on the flip side, the suit will alternatively seek maximum in statutory damages, which equates to $150,000 per each of the 243 songs on Spotify, which comes out to $36.45 million. The publishing group is represented by Richard Bush, whose arguments have helped inform the digital era of music sales. He has represented 8 Mile Style in the past, successfully suing Apple and Aftermath Records for failing to properly obtain licenses before Eminem's songs on iTunes. In video gaming news, Microsoft contractors listened in on Xbox players using Cortana voice control features. This is from Vice.com, who report on Wednesday. According to report, voice data was also captured from the Kinect system's voice commands prior to Cortana being added in 2016. Microsoft said in an email statement Wednesday says that it has, quote, long been clear that it collects voice data that's sometimes reviewed by people. The spokesperson says, quote, we always get customer permission before collecting voice data. We take steps to de-identify voice snippets before being reviewed to protect people's privacy and require that handling of this data to be held in the highest privacy standards. In a further statement on Wednesday evening, Microsoft said it stopped reviewing Xbox voice content taken, quote, a number of months ago, as we no longer felt it was necessary. The spokesperson also added in the email statement, quote, we have no plans to restart those reviews. We occasionally review a low volume of voice recordings sent from one Xbox user to another when there are reports that a recording violated our terms of service and we need to investigate. This is done to keep the Xbox community safe and is clearly stated in our Xbox terms of service. The Xbox eavesdropping, quote, came up as first a bit of an outlier, then became about half of what we did before becoming most of what we did. This is from a former Microsoft contractor who reportedly told this to Vice.com. Apple Arcade, the company's video game subscription service for iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, Apple TV, and Mac computers, will likely cost $4.99 per month when it rolls out this fall. This is from 9to5Mac.com, Guillaume Rambo, who came across the price in a promotional message buried in an App Store API. Apple has not yet officially announced Apple Arcade pricing, so this might change by the time the iPhone event comes around in September. Customers will get a 1 month free trial of the service, which will offer a catalog of 100 games that can be played across Apple's various platforms and devices. Games can be stopped on one Apple device, like an iPhone, and picked up on another, like the Apple TV. Apple has said that Apple Arcade titles will be free of in-app purchases and subscriptions, which won't contain ads, and will support family sharing for up to 6 people. Apple is currently running an early access test of Apple Arcade with its own employees before the service makes its way to consumers this fall. During the test period, employees pay just $0.49 per month and also get the 1 month trial. In Google News this week, Google has finally revealed Android Q's release name, and it's not going to be a name of a dessert. Google has decided to call it simply Android 10. In a blog post, the company said it's changing the way it releases, way it names its releases altogether in a push for greater accessibility. The company writes, quote, "We've heard feedback over the years that the names wasn't always understood by everyone in the global community. We think that at version 10 and 2.5 billion active devices, it was time to make this change." In addition to changing the way it names Android versions, Google has also updated the mobile platform's logo. It changed the text from green to black to make it easier to read, switched fonts, and uses a close-up of the Android robot that is now colored in a new shade of green. In video streaming news, Silicon Valley, HBO's satire of the tech industry, is coming to an end. HBO has released the first trailer for the show's sixth and final season. It's coming Sunday, October 27th, and it reveals is coming Sunday, October 27th. This is the final season. Excuse me, I had this when I was typing my notes up. I had to put it in twice. I apologize. And I'll have a link up in the show notes that you can check out from TheVerge.com. The show follows the employees of Pied Pipers, a fictional startup making a decentralized, quote, new internet. The trailer shows most of its time making fun of the most recent Silicon Valley trend: tech executives appearing in front of congressional committees. Richard Hendricks, who plays Thomas Middleditch, who is Pied Piper CEO, as he paces nervously as he responds to a question from a committee, while the Pied Piper team watches in dismay and later celebrates his awkward yet inspirational response. So when I saw the trailer, my opinion, it goes back to when I was mentioning about the appearing in congressional committees, I thought of Mark Zuckerberg testifying in front of Congress. I love Silicon Valley. I'm kind of bummed that it's ending. It's the final season. I know there's a lot of fans of Game of Thrones fans. So I'm a fan of Silicon Valley, and I'll be definitely tuning in for the last and final season. Disney on Monday confirmed its first global launches for the company's upcoming Disney Plus subscription service, and it outlined which devices and platforms will be able to access it on day one. The service is set to launch in the United States on November 12th for $6.99 per month or $69.99 paid annually. Canada, the Netherlands, Australia, and New Zealand will also be able to start streaming Disney Plus in November. The company has said it aims to offer Disney Plus in most major global markets within 2 years of initial launch. It has also said a $12.99 per month trio bundle of Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus is coming. Disney also confirmed that it has reached global agreements with other companies that will let consumers access Disney Plus on many devices they already use every day. Now at launch, you're able to stream Disney Plus on Apple TV, Android mobile devices, Android TV, Chromecast, desktop web browsers, iPad, iPhone, PlayStation 4, Roku streaming players, Roku TV, and Xbox One. Disney says customers will be able to subscribe to the service directly on several platforms, including iOS. So, yes, Apple will be getting a cut of those subscriptions, and Disney also plans to integrate its content with the Apple TV app so that movies, originals, and shows will appear there among other suggested things to watch. In the show notes from AndroidCentral.com, what's new on Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, Hulu, and HBO in September. For Hulu, there's Wu-Tang Clan, American Saga. There's also The Untouchable. For Amazon Prime Video, there's a series Undone. Netflix has a documentary from Chelsea Handler. HBO will have a new season of The Deuce. So I have a link up in the show notes that you can check out what's new in 2019 with Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, and HBO in September. And also in the show notes this week, this is from my tech tips block over on cnet.com. There is the best noise canceling headphones. There is the Sony WH-1000XM3, Bose noise canceling headphones, the Bose Quiet Comfort 35-2, the Jabra Elite 85H. Bang & Olufsen Beoplay H9. So I will link up in the show notes that you can check that out. Also in the show notes from makeuseof.com, there's four ways to set up a VPN at home. Gives you the step-by-step instructions on how to do that. On CNET.com, Labor Day is coming up. And over on CNET.com, they have the best Labor Day deal so far. I will link up in the show notes on that. Football season is coming, woohoo! So for all you fantasy football fans out there, over on Android Central, there's a link in the show notes on the best football apps for Android. There's Sleeper, Yahoo Fantasy, NFL Fantasy Football, ESPN Fantasy Sports, and I'll link in that. Also in the show notes, from Android, AndroidCentral.com, the best Android phones in 2019. There is the best value pick, the OnePlus 7 Pro, the best flagship pick, the Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, the best camera, Google Pixel 3 XL, and a lot more. And finally, in the show notes over on makeuseof.com, if you have some free time and want to volunteer for a organization, or you know someone that wants to volunteer, it has some spare time, there is the 10 best websites to find volunteer work that's right for you. So there's Volunteer Match, All for Good, Just Serve, United Way, Do Something, Habitat for Humanity, and a lot more. I have a link up in the show notes that you can check out that as well. In the GNCR WIR on what's trending for this week, over on Google Trends, trending last week at number one with 10 million searches, Google for Doodle. Trending on Twitter today at number three with 12.2 thousand tweets, hashtag frozen2. And closing on what's trending over on YouTube, and it is Disney related, with 1.1 million views at number two, the Lady and the Tramp movie trailer. And finally, drones using artificial intelligence to detect crocodiles near swimmers are being used in Queensland, Australia. Developed by Little Ripper Group and the University of Technology, Sydney, they can detect 16 different types of marine life, including sharks, and it says the system is 93% accurate. The drones features sirens, speaker systems, and flotation devices that can be dropped to swimmers in danger. Liverpool John Moores University's Dr. Serge Witch said called the idea, quote, fantastic. He told the BBC News, quote, it's a great use of drones. If that helps to increase public safety, that's really useful. And that is the tech news for this week for Saturday, August 24th, 2019. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's episode. Show notes from this episode on the tech tips, the what's new on HBO and Amazon, etc., that all can be found at gncweekly.com. Also, be sure to check out the latest tech news and commentary from geeknewscentral.com. You have a comment, thought, want to say hi, love to hear from you all, be it social media or email, for Facebook, Twitter, Gmail, that can all be found on gncweekly.com/connect. If you want to know what's going on with me and my goings on, I am at Kirk Corliss on Twitter. So it's KirkCorless. So be sure to give me a follow. And I will be back next week for another episode of the GNC Week in Review podcast. Till then, I will talk to you all soon.